Nolte, CNN shuffles Wolf Blitzer around on the Titanic. By John Nolte on January 16, 2025. Dying CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and political violence, is moving 212-year-old Wolf Blitzer to mornings. Oh, yeah, that should do it. Get this. Knlal is also thinking about moving Casey Hunt from her morning perch to Blitzer's current afternoon slot. This is called shuffling around the deck chairs on the Titanic. These people are so stupid. Hey, I have an idea. Duh. Let's move the loser from afternoons to mornings and the other loser from mornings to afternoons. Maybe we can confuse the dogs to eat this dog food if we switch the time we serve it. Believe it or not, Warner Brothers Discovery is paying me like $1 million a month to come up with these big things. Last week, CNN's primetime viewership averaged only 501,000 viewers. For context, Fox News delivered five times as many at 2.55 million. Wait, wait, it gets better. CNN is thinking of expanding Try Not to Laugh Erin Burnett's show to 2 hours. Hey, I have an idea. Duh. No one's watching Erin Burnett's hour, so let's expand it to 2 hours. Did I mention I make like $1 million a month coming up with these ideas? If the dogs won't eat the dog food, just add more of the same. In total viewers throughout the day, CNN attracted only 455,000. Fox News earned 1.8 million. The only smart move CNN is thinking about, per this report, is removing Jim Acosta from his daily 10 a.m. slot to make room for Wolf I Lost on Jeopardy Blitzer. Acosta has all the charm and magnetism of an aluminum siding salesman still bitter over his divorce, so what that guy's still doing on TV is beyond me. This is wonderful news for anyone who hates CNN, and since that is all of us, please do take a moment to rejoice. Related, panic. CNN panel in full meltdown over Biden's disastrous debate performance. These dummies have still not figured out that their only problem is personnel, which is why they believe moving the pieces around might save a sinking ship. There is nothing interesting, intelligent, charismatic, unpredictable, or decent about CNN's on-air talent. They are all humorless, serially dishonest, bloated with self-importance, and beyond smug. Think about this, almost 75 million people voted for Kamala Harris and CNN cannot attract even 1% from that mammoth pool. This is so much fun. Watching the most vile people in the world commit suicide puts joy in my heart and a song on my lips. And here is that song. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.